Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 7th, 2022. Are we ready to pay for happiness? Question. The annual World Happiness Report 2022 is out. Finland is in first place as the happiest, followed by Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Sweden, Norway. Israel came ninth. There are a total of 146 countries in the ranking. The ranking is determined by the life expectancy of the population, the observation of civil liberties, among other factors. Will the view of such happiness ever change? If it is good for me, my body, I am calm, that is what happiness is. I am safe, there is money in the bank. Answer: the one who counts is the one who determines. Which means, maintaining animal existence at the appropriate level is called happiness. Question: will we ever start from another concept of happiness? Answer: happiness means connection with the meaning of existence. And if there is this connection, then a person really sees how he lives, what he aspires to, toward what he floats with the flow of life, and he is happy. Question: then maybe, for him, just a little bit of this and there will already be happiness? The main thing is that there is a goal. Answer: no, I do not think that is the case. The point is how much I am willing to pay for real happiness. If only this is really important to me and not other animal fillings, services, and so on, then this is happiness. As a result, this is the measure of rising above one's egoism. Because there you lose the feeling of all kinds of earthly calculations, and it only matters to you how much you rise above all this egoistic, animal state. Question: do you think we will ever measure happiness this way? Answer: undoubtedly. And I think that time is not far away. We are being seriously led to this. And all these problems, the vicissitudes that we feel on ourselves, are all to create the right measurement of happiness in us. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 21, 2022. Physiological maturity. Comment: according to Kabbalah, children between the ages of 9 and 13 should be educated in terms of interaction between the sexes. My response: it can be done earlier. Abroad, they practice this even in kindergartens. Question: but today why do we teach the interaction of the sexes only at the level of sex education and do not talk about the internal relationship between a man and a woman? Answer: because we do not know what we need it for. We know that a male meets a female to mate and reproduce. Like in fish, birds, and animals, the same thing happens in humans as part of the animal world. We teach children about physiology. What else can we explain? About love? Boys under 20 have a period when they internally mature to make special, big decisions in this life. In other words, not everything is allowed to them. In this life, they are allowed everything except for owning land, that is, except for something big, global, decision-making. It is because during these 7 years from 13 to 20 they have to learn from society what it means to be an adult, but an adult animal. In our time, this is who they become. Moreover, it is in our time that Kabbalah is being revealed, and not earlier. So it all fits perfectly. People make various guesses that we physically mature early allegedly because we eat foods with pesticides, are affected by radiation, or something else. Kabbalah, on the other hand, says that everything is based only on growing egoism, which causes us to mature earlier. From CAB TV's Close Up, Theatre of the Absurd, July 18, 2010. The correct intention. Question: what is the intention? Answer: intention is a clear sense of the goal and an action to achieve it. You are locked on this goal. The moment the lock clicked, you are fixed on it, closed off, clamped on like a bulldog, and you go only to reach it, to enter this state. In Kabbalah, the goal is the state. That is, now I am in one state and I must reach another one, the next state. This is my goal. I describe to myself this future state more and more in greater detail in everything that is possible. In this way, I approach it. This is what is called intention. That is, what are your intentions? What do you wish to achieve? That is all. Correct intentions are those that coincide with the program of nature. Question: is it precisely during the studies? Answer: no matter when and where. The correct intention in life, in one action or in some consecutive actions and reflections, is when my goal, my next desired state, should be realized in accordance with the program of nature. Then this intention is correct. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Think about good October 21st, 2009. Mother and child, before and after birth. Question: today doctors are against cesarean sections. They advocate this due to the fact that while the child is in the uterus, he stays there in an absolutely sterile state. During the natural passage through the birth canal, he receives the first protective dose of microbes. Meanwhile, during a cesarean section, he is left to himself and is unprotected from the possibility of receiving various kinds of infectious diseases. Scientists say that in the case of a cesarean section, there is no connection between mother and child. Why is that? Answer: there are a lot of materials on this topic in Kabbalah. The fact is that childbirth is a huge, serious, and very important process as a mother pushes her child into the world. If initially all her efforts were aimed at preserving this foreign body developing within her body, at suppressing its rejection, and at perceiving it as her most important organ, now there is a completely different connection of the mother to the child. She now has to push out of herself what she kept in herself. And the child has a desire to get out of the mother, which was like a small prison, and to push the walls. Such a mutual occurrence of dislike for each other generates mutual feelings in the future. At first, in the inner world, when the child is within the mother, there is complete harmony between them and they understand each other and both suppress themselves. The child so as not to harm the mother and the mother so as not to harm the child. They suppress their egoistic qualities and interact correctly. Then, during childbirth, these egoistic qualities are as though turned on and the mother and child repel each other, and therefore diverge. The child is born. Moreover, the child turns his head down, which signifies the changes taking place in him. What was the main thing now becomes secondary. And when a child is born, he already has a different need for a mother, and that need exists on another level: feeding. He no longer feeds through the umbilical cord, but through the breast, which is at a completely different level, and instead of blood with milk. The mother's blood turns into milk, and as the child receives it in him, the milk turns into blood and flesh. From Cab TV's Close Up. Unwanted Children, November 28, 2010.